This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it needs to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me, that you spend responding. You know, do respond, because sometimes I might be off. You guys are smarter than I am. I see it in there. And I do appreciate, you know, when you call me on carpet. You know what? I make mistakes. I'm not so full of myself that I don't think that I've got real issues. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you do want to be involved in the conversation. And I say get involved because, you know what, whether you like the show, you don't like the show, you like the topic, you don't like the topic, people are talking about this stuff all over the place. People are talking about these issues everywhere. And they may not excite you to no end, but how are you going to respond to somebody? How do you win over, I don't know, a lib? How do you win over somebody without listening to them and then trying to, I don't want to say counter, because then you sound like you're already in a fight. Maybe you're listening to hear it their way, but if you find out how they think, you're more equipped. You're better equipped to be able to speak to them about these issues. You're better equipped to be able to push back, and that's what you want to be. You want to have the ammunition. My favorite joke is don't come to a fight with me without ammunition. I know that's just a violence to me. What do you want? So I get a kick out of this guy's name, Josh Ernst. No, it's Ernest, right? So White House Press Secretary Josh Ernest, which would have you believe, you know, that he's trying to be honest. The name kind of denotes that he would be honest and upfront and all that. On Monday, he said that it's natural for World War II veterans to feel personally embittered by the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's impending visit to Pearl Harbor. But they need to get over it. That's what he said, really, seriously. So Abe announced Monday that he would become the first Japanese leader to visit the Hawaiian Naval Station since it was bombed by Imperial Japan on December 7, 1941, leading to the deaths of more than 2,400 Americans. Listen, don't forget the 1,200, though, that were injured, right? And I would even say, we'll get to that in a second. So the visit is in response to President Obama's visit to Hiroshima. Earlier this year was the site of the first atomic bomb drop. The bomb killed 70 to 80,000 people, injured another 70,000. I would blame all that on Imperial Japan. Who asked them to come over here into our backyard and kill 2,400 of our people? This is, you know, that one clip that I have from The Untouchables where it says, hey, if they send one of yours to the hospital, you send one of theirs to the morgue. The fighting was so fierce and so nasty in that war with the Japanese. They were very brutal people. I'm not saying they are today. I'm not saying that their people are today. Because like America, we've all changed. We've all evolved with certain issues and certain things. But don't, you know, when Barack Obama went over there, and I can't remember the words that he used, but I remember him kind of, you know, we didn't have to. There were other ways we could have stopped the war. We didn't have to drop the bombs. It was kind of what he alluded to, that our response was just too strong, too aggressive, right? From the community organizer. From the one who's just, because he can't be aggressive, because he can't jump on things, because he can't look the enemy right in the face. This is why we have so many problems in the Middle East. I would even say that some of the deaths caused in the Middle East, some of the problems that we're having in the Middle East are directly accountable to this president and this government. Yeah, our government. Because we haven't taken the action we need to take. During the daily White House press briefing on Monday, Ernst was asked about Abe's decision to visit Pearl Harbor, which will come shortly after the 75th anniversary of the attack, and how veterans should feel about it, namely because Japan has refused to apologize for the attack. Now, the president has apologized for many things that he should have never apologized for our country. Now, he realized that because of the Japanese, because of their pride and because of their tradition, there's no way that guy can apologize for that attack. He went on to say, if I were a World War II veteran who was drafted by the United States military to go and fight for our country overseas in the aftermath of Pearl Harbor attack, I might feel quite embittered, Ernest said. And I think it would be perfectly natural and understandable human reaction to not be particularly satisfied with the words of the Japanese Prime Minister. But Ernest said, those people who feel personal bitterness, should set aside their feelings for the greater good of the U.S. Why? They need to work it out. Think about what he just said. They just said that the president of Japan refuses, or the prime minister refuses, to apologize for what Japan did. They started the aggression. I mean, this wasn't in a head-to-head war. This wasn't meet us in mid-Pacific, we're going to fight this out. This was an attack on our homeland in the early morning, in an early Sunday morning, when people were with their families at their churches, at their places of worship, whether it be the coffee shop or a church. Think about that. There was nothing going on. There was no aggressions going on. He went on to say, yeah, there might be some people who personally feel embittered, he added, but I'm confident that many of you can set aside your own personal bitterness again for the good of the United States. Josh, I hope to God you didn't lose anybody in that war. You just don't get it, do you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. I appreciate the time that you're giving me input. Whether it's on Facebook or sending me emails. Some of you have sent me some emails, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And listen, I'm pretty thick-skinned. If you don't like what I have to say, you think I'm off on something, feel free to send it. You start calling me names in an email just because you're what I commonly refer to as a jackwagon, I will call your name on the air. If you want to have a real reasonable conversation, if you want to call me up because you really think I'm off, I'm good with that. Seriously. I won't embarrass you. That's why I get a kick out of the fact that the left won't come on the show anymore. I don't think... I think it just irritates them to no end that I won't put up with their garbage. I kind of take exception lately. What do we... We've been on the air for 8 years. I was the originator of the show. What was that show? Outnumbered? Remember that? Early on in the show, we had four women that ganged up on Joe Messina on Wednesdays. And it was probably one of the most pulled-down podcasts, the most listened-to shows we had. Four conservative women that actually approached these things from a different viewpoint. But I can't tell you how often they said to me, no, Joe, you're wrong. So I was very used to that. And so we did that. And then what's this with the new guy, Tucker Carlson, up on Fox? I mean, in my early days, I was probably more like that, calling people out and not playing games. I actually had we had one person get up and leave during one of the breaks because she was upset that I had my own facts that I happened to get from the Bureau of Land Management. Yeah, that's right, too, huh? Yeah, so I don't care. I mean, I don't care, but I just think it's kind of funny that, you know, we've been wanting for years, we've been wanting people that'll come on the air and not just spew. I hope you guys don't feel that I just simply spew the party line or I spew the conservative talk show host line, because I don't, because I call all the conservative talk show hosts out for some of the stupid things that they do. If you're a conservative talk show host right now and you're calling Trump out and everything that's going on around him, shame on you. What are you feeding into the other side for? Why don't you wait and see what actually happens? Why don't you let it coast for a little bit? There are so many other things that are going on that we need to talk about, we need to deal with, we need to fix before the next election. Detroit voter fraud so extensive that half of the initial votes were ineligible for recounts. So they were okay to count during the real election, but apparently when it came to the recount, they didn't qualify. And it wasn't that they didn't qualify to be recounted. It was so bad that they didn't qualify to be counted, period. Now, if anyone thought a Michigan ballot recount was going to end up being a net positive for Hillary Clinton, they're intellectually disconnected from the understanding, the reality of how fraudulent the most Democrat precincts are in Wayne County, Michigan, which is Detroit. Now, election laws put into place specific. They have specifics. They have rules. They have things that these people are supposed to follow so that there is no fraud. However, it seems that election laws in Wayne County were put in place specifically to protect the fraud and ensure that manipulative discoveries are never really identified. Now, we are in California. The thing that bothers me, look, if somebody says you already voted, there needs to be some kind of ballot, some kind of way. And the provisionals don't work for me because they don't get counted unless they need to. I want my vote to count. If somebody stole my vote, how dare you take that vote away from me? I should be able to go in there. Here in California, the provisional ballots are yellow, right? They're pink? Okay, so they're pink. Then maybe that's what they need. Maybe we need to have a provisional, stolen ballot that's red. So when I go in and they say, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Messina, you've already voted, then maybe at that point in time, since the Dems are so bent on making sure every vote counts, how about making sure my vote counts? So when somebody says to me, you've already voted, I go, no, I haven't. I've been in a coma for 6 months, and I just got up 20 minutes ago. I should be able to show my driver's license. That's right, that ID thing. I should be able to show my driver's license, get a special ballot that gets counted before the other one, and have my original vote get thrown away. That's what I think. Because I don't know about this in other states. Here in California, your ballot has a serial number on it. That serial number is associated with your name. They can find that. Okay. So Michigan's largest county voted overwhelmingly for Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. But officials couldn't reconcile vote totals. You ready for this one? For 610 out of the 1,680 precincts. Right? 1,680. That's a third of the votes that couldn't be verified. Couldn't be counted. Shouldn't have been used. Most of those are in heavily Democrat Detroit, where the number of ballots in the precinct poll books did... You ready for this one? The number of ballots, listen carefully, in the precinct poll books did not match those of the voting machine printout report. Right? And 59% of the precincts... So in 392 of the 662 precincts, there were more votes cast than there were people in the precinct. According to state law, precincts whose polls books don't match with ballots can't be recounted. Whoa, talk about stealing your vote, huh? If that happens, original election results stand, period. I love it. They hung themselves. You know, some people suggest that maybe, you know, they put that in so that when they stole, when they steal the votes, when they work on taking the votes away from us, that the that we can't do anything to change them, to swap them around. Don't you love it when the tomfoolery that they do comes back to bite them right in the butt? Really, and along with that, the thing that I love, I always love when they, forgive me for saying it this way, but I always love when they screw themselves. Don't you? And now, reality, or if you'd like this term better, the roosters have come home. What is it, the roosters or the chickens? Come home to hatch, to roost, to roast, whatever. That's the one, too. The chickens have come home to roost. That's right. The Dems suddenly woke up and realized they made a huge mistake. Now, the thing I love about this is that we have to go to commercial, and I get to talk about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, producer Tammy and I are laughing about something going on in the studio, but you don't need to know. Not right now, anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on there, including the sale of my book, Ramblings of a White Ring. Right, see, you know I'm going to go down that road. A White Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. And yes, the title is intended to do exactly what it's doing in your head right now, okay? Because I want you to go. Listen, if you head over to Amazon, you can do, what do they call that? You can look inside, and you get an idea what the book's all about. All right? If you want a signed copy, you get them on my website, therealside.com. That's at therealside.com. Go into the store. Anything you order from my website, you will get, I'll sign it for you before I send it to you. If you don't care whether it's signed or not, just head over to Amazon. Buy it from Amazon direct, and you get the book, I guess, in a day or two. If you're Prime, you get it. You definitely get it in a day or two. And there's just a lot going on in the book. It'll give you ideas on how to discuss, how to talk with. And I know somebody earlier in one of the feeds said, why do you even deal with the left? I mean, why do we need to know this? Why do we need to deal with the left? Well, here's why you need to deal with the left. You want to convert these people. I don't know about you, but I don't want to keep fighting the masses of idiots that are out there. And one of the ways you don't have to fight the idiots any longer is you convert them. You get them to figure out that what you're saying has some truth in it. That's all. It ain't that hard. Isn't eight, whatever. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So the Dems have figured out that they made a major mistake. And I do mean a major mistake. And I talked about this when they first did it. Do you remember when Harry Reid decided he was going to do away with the majority, having to have 60 votes in the state, and I'm sorry, in the Senate, to get somebody confirmed? It was great. And I said, you know, we're idiots because we'll probably go back to the regular way of doing things when we get control, if and when we get control. And then I said, you know, here's the bottom line with it. Just remember, you back us into a corner, you made the rules. You can't fight the rules. You can't fight this. If you're doing it, you made it, and you've decided it's the right thing to do. Although you see that they already are. Chuck Schumer's already arguing that it's not the right thing to do. That he said that he fought Harry Reid on it. And he lost. Harry Reid got his way. But Schumer voted. Schumer should have voted against everything to make sure that they didn't get the 51 votes, right? If he was so dead set against it, if he had principles, if he wanted to stand out on his principles, he should have just voted against it. So the Democrats pulled their little nuclear option stunt, and now it's blown up in their faces with a Republican Congress and a president and a Senate. Isn't that great? So CNN reported why the Democrats will have a tough road ahead of them to take President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet appointees. That's because the Senate Democrats muscled through an unprecedented rules change in 2013 to weaken the power of the minority party. The minority party now has a problem, or will have an issue, in a filibuster cabinet-level appointees. And most judicial nominees now setting the threshold at 51 votes rather than 60. Now, they did that to overcome, because remember, these weren't laws. These were simply processes that the Senate agreed to a long time ago. It's really funny because, you know, when you get to know people in Congress and people at the Senate level, they all say the same thing. You know, the Senate is supposed to have much more decorum than the Congress. You know, those guys are fighting it out all the time. That really is a brawl. The Senate's much more reserved, or supposed to be. So with the Senate GOP poised to hold 52 seats in this Congress, some Democrats now say that they should have thought twice before making the rule. No, you know, they're like little kids in a candy store. Right? Really, when the Dems get power, and I'm not saying the Republicans are going to be any different, but the Dems have had power in plenty of houses. And you see the same thing all the time. It's like locking your kids up, right? You take a group of six-year-olds, you lock them up at a candy store, and you tell them, don't touch anything, I'll be back in an hour. Really? So they should have thought about making that rule change now, huh? And it's now known as the nuclear option. The Dems went for the nuclear option, which meant, you know, they've always had 51 votes, and they didn't need the Republicans anymore. See, they don't have to... They don't want to play nice together. I always loved it how they said the Republicans were the obstructionists, the Republicans were the bad guys, the Republicans were the guys that didn't want to play nice. This proves different now, doesn't it? Now, they're planning on making the fight over Rep. Tom Price's nomination to lead the Health and Human Services Department. It's a proxy war over the GOP's plan to dramatically overhaul Medicare. They want to turn Stephen Munchin's nomination to lead the Treasury into a battle over regulating Wall Street. And they want to make sure that Jeff Sessions, they answer for his hardline stance on civil rights issues and against comprehensive immigration. See, when the Dems use comprehensive immigration reform and the Republican uses the word comprehensive immigration reform, they are from two different universes, two totally different meanings. So they can both say, we can all say, well, yeah, of course, I'm for comprehensive immigration reform. Yeah, slam down the borders. Stop letting people in until we get a handle on things. Till we find out who's coming here for real, whether they're really in trouble, whether they really belong here, whether they're really terrorists. Yeah, I'm good with that. And don't give me any slack. My people are immigrants. Legal immigrants. So we're clear. Senate Democrats now plan to make speeches and mount objections to the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's efforts to quickly schedule votes to confirm much of Trump's cabinet. By the time he's inaugurated in January, they should be done. Under the rules, they could delay votes. They could delay votes from taking place for a few days at a time, temporarily slowing down the Trump agenda. Now, Democrat Senator Chris Coons of Delaware voted for the rule change and is having a aw shucks moment. In an interview, he says, man, I regret that. I frankly think that many of us are going to regret this, especially in this Congress, because it would have been a terrific speed bump or an emergency break, whatever you want to call it, to slow our system down on these nominees. See, if they learn how to work together, and it isn't going to happen right away here, if they learn how to work together, All this stuff would be secondary. It wouldn't be a big deal. Right? Because there would be a little give and take from both sides. Sit down and line up all the... I wouldn't do it now. Because of what the Dems showed, what they would do to us if they had any kind of control whatsoever. But you know, really, if they're playing for the American people, you sit down, you line everybody up, you go, look, we like this guy, not this guy, and this guy, and you can have this guy if you give us this guy. That's how you negotiate. Now, the only way the Dems will be able to really mount an opposition to Trump's appointments is if Republicans go rogue, something that could happen with some of the establishment Republicans now. Now, back in 2013, current Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, the guy who pushed through the rules change, had this to say. You can talk about it coming back to bite you. This is why they hate the interweb. Right? All these speeches they give and things they wrote and the emails they put out, all of this stuff now comes back to bite them. And, you know, now they're not going to do it by email. Now they're going to talk to each other. Don't you know that? You watch. Now they're going to have conversations. Now we're going to see in about a year, you'll start to see these voicemails and or voice recordings that'll be leaked. Harry went on to say at the time, the changes that we made today will apply equally to both parties. When Republicans are in power, these changes will apply to them as well. That's simply fairness. And it's something both sides should be willing to live with to make Washington work again. Right? It's just simple fairness. That's what he said. You know why they said that? Because they really believed. They are so out of touch that they thought they were going to have control of the two houses, well, at least of the Senate, and then they would get the control of the House again, and they would be fine. I mean, come on. If you're driving, don't do this. But close your eyes and think back. Think back of the Dem speeches over the last year. They were going to take the House back. They were going to own the Senate. They were going to have the presidency. Because they were doing the right thing for the people. They were doing the right thing for the party. People loved them. They knew. Please, go throw up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Can't believe, yeah, you couldn't do, I don't know, what, 60% of the songs we had in the 70s? You couldn't do today. They wouldn't play them. There'd probably be protests out in front of all the major music places. I mean, seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure. Thanks for being with me this evening. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, really, the story we did last segment about, you know, Harry Reid, really, I mean, between him, Pelosi, and Obama, I'm honestly surprised that the Democrat Party actually has survived this long. You know, you should have heard the flushing sound a long time ago. Seriously. Anyway, let's see. I got two crazy stories. Well, one's not really crazy. It's kind of sad. They say Sears is heading for a nosedive real hard and fast. And according to AOL News, in the midst of them closing all kinds of stores, trying to rearrange, they're closing Kmart stores like crazy. Two of its highest ranking executives left. You know, it's a big deal. And you know, if you got executives leaving, you know you're in trouble, right? And again, like I said, they're shutting down dozens of stores. Not a couple, they're shutting down dozens of them. Now, a lot of this comes from speculation among Sears and Kmart employees, suppliers, several banks that the retailer will soon go bankrupt, something Sears has repeatedly dismissed. Jeff Balagna, formerly Sears executive vice president, left the company Wednesday in order to focus on his other business interests and pursue other career opportunities. Sears said that was, according to a Sears SEC filing dated November 23rd, Balagna didn't respond to a request from the news sources to find out, you know, really what was going down. Sears president and chief member officer Jolene Meyer also left the company this week. Sears confirmed the business insider of the company declined to give reasons for her departure. But the timing of the departures are so close to Sears' upcoming third quarter earnings report that the speculation is going to be a problem. Now, the, you know, I don't know if you guys remember, but Kmart was doing swimmingly quite a few years back. And Kmart and Sears merged. One was hoping to save the other. And it looks like they're actually bringing, you know, both are being brought down. But, I've never really seen Sears or Kmart. I mean, does Sears have a big online presence? They don't, do they? I don't see them advertising like other places do, Walmart and those places. So they never really made the switch. They really never made the move. No, it's not as good as some of the others, right? Matter of fact, when you're on eBay and you're looking for stuff, you know they always have, they always have sponsored links, and I always see those links are usually kind of Walmart links, those kind of things. I've never really seen one that's a Dell link. I mean, a Sears link. So Sears has dropped in sales over $41 billion. I'm sorry, from $41 billion in 2000 to $15 billion in 2015. That's a lot. And again, I would probably say this probably because they don't, but there's another one of those companies. You know, we're doing so well, right? They got tens of thousands of employees. And Sears says that, a big part of their decrease in sales is they've had almost a 50% decrease in apparel sales. Now, part of that is because, you can get so many different kinds of clothing online from different retailers and get their, easily return them. You don't get charged for shipping. You don't get charged sales tax. And there's been a concern over Sears' health. I don't know. It's going to be well over a year. And it's really sad because they were one of the first major companies in this country. They have a true, an American success story. And Sears, you ready for this, some of you guys? Some of you guys didn't know this. Sears was the first major company to offer free health care. And that came in the form of there were actual doctors, little infirmaries, in every major Sears office. So that if you weren't feeling well or something was wrong or you needed just a regular checkup, because they understood that if people felt well, if people weren't concerned about, being, and if they could keep people healthy, they would work, they would work well, they would be happy, and they wouldn't be losing days of work from these people. And that was the big thing that Sears did that, it's really funny how they're the big bad company now. And they would have been all the rage in the liberal world the way it is today. They would have been all the rage in the liberal world, 100 years ago. Anyway, the other story I think is hilarious we'll finish up with. Now, I love this. Did you hear that, I guess she's what is she? It's called Lunch Break with Tanya Rivero. Remember how everything's been, thank God that Trump came along, because I don't know how much more we can blame on Bush. So she comes out, she says, let me see, I'm not playing that whole thing. I can't listen to her again, anyhow. In an article titled, Trump's election stole my desire to look for a partner. The author whines about the election. Yeah, you heard me. I'm not talking about a business partner either. The author whines about the election results and how it's Trump's fault that she's now no longer dating. remember how everything was blamed on George W. Bush? This is really good. Trump hasn't taken office yet, but the fact that he was elected is enough for some people to blame their sucky lives on Trump. Of course they're going to. Take this for example. The Washington Post columnist Stephanie Land says She began the article saying that in August, she was ready to settle down with a supportive partner and so changed her dating habits to find someone to have a serious relationship with. If she changed her dating habits to find somebody to have a serious relationship with, what do you think that meant her dating habits were like before? Come on, let your imagination run wild. Anyway, she was looking for someone willing to accept her with her two children and a needy dog. Nobody wants the needy dog, especially. She went on a few dates and two were promising, and then the darkest day for liberals happened. She was shaken to her core. All that she knew to be true was a lie. She had to rethink her entire life. The end indeed was near. This is serious. This is like crazy. These people are crazy. But 2 weeks later, the election happened. Once it was clear that Donald Trump would be president instead of Hillary Clinton, I felt sick to my stomach. She said, I wanted to gather my children in bed with me and cling to them like we would if a thunder and lightning storm were raging outside. Oh, there you go. That says everything right there. If I was dating her and she went running into the bedroom and handled the covers during a thunder and lightning storm, you would have heard a door slam, which would have been me leaving. And that would have left everything behind. He goes on to say, with the winds high enough that the power might go out, the world felt that precarious to me. She needs some serious help. And she has two children. That should scare anybody. I'm sorry, but it should. She goes on to say, my eldest came out of her room the next morning to show me the money the tooth fairy had left her. She unexpectedly had to have a tooth pulled, and so bravely went through it that I said, just think, you'll always remember the day you got a tooth pulled with the day we elected our first female president. Well, that's what you get for being a presumptuous little something. And for lying to your daughter. When I told her Trump won, she protested. But Mom, you said Hillary's going to win. You lied to me. That's what I would have said, but hey, whatever. A lot of people thought the same thing, I said. I hugged her. A little scared to send her to school. Come on. Who's with me here? If you're on the Facebook feed or on the chat room, who else is with me here? Is there something wrong with this person, like big time here or what? Think about what she's saying. Her life has come to an end because the person she thought was going to get elected, which I think is hilarious. I mean, Hillary is such a good role model for your children, isn't she? Anyway. And then horror of horrors, on her way to drop off her two-year-old at daycare, her radiator broke. It was cracked in two places, and she had to leave it at the shop to have it repaired. That darn Trump! She thought it was maybe her car's way of dealing with Donald Trump. She said, I didn't start crying until I crossed the street to walk home when we had a few miles to go, so I carried my daughter, and I didn't mind carrying her. I had the urge to cling to her because so many things were going to happen to her. My God! Take the kids. Somebody needs to take the kids and get that woman some help. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. And for those of you on the left who are just listening to nail me on something, life is going to be okay. No, seriously, listen. Life is going to be okay. Trump's not going to take anything away from you. Maybe some of those free entitlement programs. But other than that, you'll survive. You'll live. You'll eat. If you have any friends, I'm sure they'll help you. Key word being, though, if you have any friends. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have a great rest of the day. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Be careful.